shine at, and the answer was clear, you know. So why do you want to stalk someone? Okay, there's online dating, you know, Tinder. So easy, right? You just know someone's name, know their profession, or actually something related to what they do. You know a city, and you can pretty much come across their LinkedIn. You can get to their Facebook or their Twitter. If you're trying to date like an 18-year-old hipster, maybe their Tumblr. I don't know. But okay, that's the stalking one-to-one, right? But what about grand-scale stalking? Okay, so I have to say, this talk is not going to be about how you can stalk your lover. It's going to be about different research projects that have been going on in universities, where people take all this data that is available and they try to infer things about people. And some of the results are a bit creepy, but also very cool. And I think they give you some impression of the things you can learn from this data. So the first project I'm going to be talking about is essentially, I call it You Are What You Like. And what was done by these guys, Kozinski, was that they took Facebook likes from a lot of users, and they tried to infer some personal traits. So this goes from pretty easy stuff like, okay, gender, maybe your ethnicity. That's not too hard to infer, but gets a bit creepier. So they infer also the sexual orientation, also whether you take drugs or you smoke, and very weird stuff like, are your parents still together by the age of 21? It's a little bit strange. So, and the cool thing is that a lot of these was very accurate. So the first two things I mentioned, so gender and ethnicity, was actually very, very accurate. And all the personal traits they try to predict are, the lowest thing, accuracy was about 63%. Which it's nice. Well, nice. They also try to predict some of more subjective things, such as whether you're like an open person, you're a competitive person, and some of these things. So I'll just talk about their method very quickly. And if you want more detail, I would say, okay, you can refer to the paper, or you can also ask me during the questions. So essentially what they do is, they have data from users, right? Their Facebook likes, and they also have some. They also have data from the same people. They took some tests, like psychometric tests, some IQ tests, and stuff like that. So this serves as the validation. So how is this done? So essentially, you have a huge matrix where you have all your users, all the likes, and then it's well, 0-1 entry matrix, right? So if you like something, you have a 1 under your interest. If not, there's a 0. And then what they do is a singular value decomposition, so collapse the dimension of this thing, and then train a classifier on this. So they use linear regression for continuous variables and logistic regression for categorical variables. Okay. So, but this is the most technical thing I'll be talking about. I thought it would be interesting to show you some of the predictor variables that gave out the labels. So, okay, if you find yourself liking RPGs, fan fiction, programming, anime, basically like all the stuff I like, turns out we might be shy and reserved. this is pretty, it's not that strange, right? But, okay, if you like these things, sounds like a pretty random list. You might be spontaneous. Also, serial killer, screamo, not dying. It's awkward. If you hate everyone, hate you, the police, Ayn Rand, I totally did not write that down. You might be a competitive person. And this is my favorite, the last one. If you like walking with your friends and randomly pushing them into someone or something, you might not have a lot of friends. You know? Okay, so there's the complete list on the link. So if you want to check it out, it's actually very fun. There's a lot of interesting things there. And again, refer to the paper for more information. So the second thing I'm going to be talking about is inference from mobile data. So cell phones, you know, cell phones are used to communicate, but you can also, it's pretty much a tracking device, right? So essentially, I'm going to be talking about two studies. The first one, they try to infer just from cell phone data, such as like call logs and location logs, they try to infer relations between people, whether they are from the same family, their friends, or coworkers. And this is pretty neat. The way they represent this is essentially a partially labeled graph. So sometimes people actually label these connections, right? On my phone, I have brother, has my brother. So you could get the label from that. But a lot of the times, you don't label anything. So the cool thing with what they did, this was with 107 users. They tracked them over 10 months. And they their best predictor was actually around the accuracy of 83%. So that's pretty neat. The second thing is another study also using mobile data. So what they try to do here is they ask people who work in the same place, and they ask them whether they are friends with their coworkers or not. And then they try to infer these labels from what they said, right? So if this is not clear, please shout. So anyways, what is the data that they have? They have call logs, they have cell tower IDs, they have other devices in proximity. They got tracked over 9 months. And also, yeah, they had this quiz where they say whether this person is their friend or not. And there's some interesting results from this. So this is a bit hard to see, but essentially they came up with some variables to try to capture these raw data, right? So they look at the proximity between people on Saturday night, the phone communication, whether like the proximity at work, proximity outside of work, and stuff like that. So there are 7 variables. Again, you can get more information from the paper. And what they do then, they represent these in terms of a baseline. So the baseline is they took the people who actually both said they were friends, and they take that as your maximum, right? And then you express all the other variables in terms of this baseline. So for instance, if both people acknowledge that they're not friends, like their communication is like less than 5%, it would be here. Like less than 5% of what they would communicate if they were friends. So that's the idea. And there are some pretty interesting things coming from this. First is that you can predict the proximity of work by looking at the proximity at home. You can also you can find the two best indicators of whether people are friends or not. So by just looking at their externally, at the communication outside of work between people, you can pretty accurately determine whether they are friends or not. But there is, so the picture here is that you can determine whether guys are friends or not, but when there is the awkward case, when one person says they are friends and the other does not acknowledge them, there is something interesting going on, because you sort of see traits of around the area of not being friends, but also some things that actually exceed the baseline of being friends with someone. You know, so this could just mean that friendship is not a categorical variable. So, I mean, there's different levels of friendship. So, yeah, it could be that. It could be different types of culture. Or, you know, in scientific jargon, this is what we like to call it, the friend zone. No, but in all seriousness, I think it's pretty interesting. I mean, it's sort of obvious, right? If you're friends with someone, you probably have a lot more communication with them. But the paper goes on to look at other things. They also try to determine what is the most important thing in this data to determine friendship or not. And also, they relate this to the satisfaction at work. So if you have a lot of friends at work, maybe you'll be more satisfied. So for more information, I would look at the paper. So what happens with this? So these sort of websites come out. So there's these websites where it's pretty much called, yeah, you are what you like, and you can log in with your Facebook, and it looks at your Facebook likes and tries to tell, yeah, tries to come up with a prediction of what sort of person you are. There's also something that's a bit more creepy, which is called Please Rob Me, and basically looks at your Twitter and your Instagram, at your Twitter and your Foursquare, and tries to determine whether you're at home or not. Slightly weird. I think it's closed down, I hope. And then there's this ultimate creepy thing, which is actually not machine learning, but I just felt the need to put it out there, because it's this program where you can put someone's nickname from Instagram, Flickr, and Twitter, and essentially just gives you the history of where they've been if they do geotagging. So you get a map and all the timestamps. It's really creepy and awesome, sort of. Anyways, so what's the take-home message from this talk? Well, when you go on an online date, no, just kidding. So be mindful of how much information you leave out there, I suppose. And also, machine learning is really cool. You can do a lot of stuff with this. So that's it. Thanks a lot for listening to this talk. Follow me on Twitter. You can read me on Scriptogram, or you can talk to me in real life. So if you have any questions, yeah.
Hi there.
Was this understandable? Was it like very...
Hi there.
Wait.
I was reading an article a few weeks ago that was about... hi. It was like this person had basically liked everything on Facebook.
Oh, yes.
They kind of liked every single thing, and it kind of... Facebook got really confused about what to show them in their feed. And I was kind of interested in how those kind of DIY... very simple hacks of these kind of machine learning researches. Like, how does that tessellate with what you're interested in and what you're doing?
That was, of course, you're gonna have like. So first, I think the data set they use here, they try to use something that is nice, right? That if someone looked at that data point, the person with all these likes, they would probably label it as an outlier. I don't know, I'm not well aware of how the Facebook actually does machine learning. I'm pretty sure they just try to like come up with like articles that your friends liked, right? But yeah, I suppose it's easy, you can easily confuse it as well. So, but I'm not really sure. I suppose that if that guy's profile would enter this data set, you would easily be able to rule it out as an outlier, because it wouldn't provide you any information, I think. Yeah. I hope that answered the question.
Right. Thank you very much.
Thanks.